Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. So it's the 7th of April 2025. Let's talk today about the power of something called 5 Whys. Not 5 Guys. 5 Guys is the most amazing burger chain ever. Let me know if you have a better burger chain than that. They're all over the UK now. They really are great. But I want to talk about 5 Whys. So 5 Whys is actually something that was developed by one of the original founders of Toyota. It's not just a car company, is it? Toyota does lots of things. But the basic version of it is you can solve any problem within your business by asking why again and again and again. So don't get too obsessed with the 5 figure, but it's about moving down to deeper levels of understanding. And this reflects very well on something I learned actually at the age of 19. And I first went to journalism college here in the UK because I was a newspaper reporter for a while and then I became a radio presenter. And they taught us to ask a question and to get an answer and then to essentially ask the same question again and to go down to a deeper level and a deeper level. And the trick was to move people to a deeper level of understanding and of answering without using the same words. You don't literally ask the same question again and again. So let me give you an example. If you were talking to a prospect and you could use 5 whys within different questions to move them down. So let's say the prospect says, well, we need better internet, which is the kind of thing that an ordinary business owner or manager might say. And you can then, your first why could be, why is that? Why is that? And you want to explore why they want the thing they've just asked you for. That's about moving them to a deeper level of understanding. And then the prospect might say, well, because our connection is terrible, our connection is bad. And you might say, your second why is it bad, right? So you're asking them to justify a label. They've given it this label of bad. You're asking them to justify it. So then the prospect says, well, I don't know. You tell me why it's bad. But my staff complain all the time that their computers are slow. That's a breakthrough. So we've gone from, I need to buy a better service, to I'm fed up hearing my staff complain all the time that the computers are slow, right? So then you ask the third why is, why do you think they do that? So can you see what we're doing here? Each answer they give you, that you're asking why they gave that answer. But because you're not using exactly the same words each time, you're moving them to a deeper level of understanding. So you say, why do you think they complain all the time? And the prospect says, oh, they just tell me they can't get their work done fast enough, and I'm fed up with their complaints. And you might say something like, well, it sounds like an obvious question, but why are you fed up with their complaints? Now, I know this is the one question in the whole thing, and that sort of fourth why there makes you think, oh, it's a bit obvious. But when you label an obvious question as an obvious question, you can ask it. There's no issue asking it whatsoever. So it seems like an obvious question, but why are you fed up with their complaints? And the prospect says, I just want them to get on with their work. I just want them to stop hassling me with questions and complaints all the time. And now we can move into the really deepest level where we're really understanding what motivates this person. So you'd say something like, well, it sounds like you have a lot of frustration there. So why is solving that so important to you? Why is solving that problem so important to you? And the prospect would say something like, so I'm trying to build a business here and my staff are holding me back. And you obviously have now discovered something amazing. You've taken someone from, you know, them having a kind of like a brain decision of, I need better internet, because we make need decisions with the brain and want decisions with the heart. And trust me, you want to be in the game of selling them what they want, not what they need. But you've moved them from a, we need better internet, to, I want to build my business and I want my staff to stop holding me back. I mean, that's amazing, because if you can understand your prospect or your existing client at that kind of deep level, you're understanding their deep motivations, what's driving them and what's holding them back. And in you being able to understand that, you can reflect that back at them and you can say things like, right, so let me check I've got this right. You're annoyed with your staff, you feel that they're holding you back, and it's the technology is the problem. The technology is what's holding them back, and as a result, they are holding you back. And obviously you'd use your own words for this, but can you see the power in that? You are the strategic advisor when you're having that conversation. And the best strategic advisors give the best strategic advice by getting really deep, really, really deep with the questioning. So I think 5 whys is a great way to do that. And do you know what? If you're listening to this thinking, I'm not comfortable with that. It's just something you've got to practice. Practice makes perfect with something like moving through different levels of questioning. Okay, we've got no marketing clinic this week. I'm actually not here this week. You didn't hear me. I'm not here. I'll be back next week with our normal marketing clinics. We'll pick up, and I'd love to talk to you about this either in the Facebook group or in through the marketing clinic. They'll be back next week, but have a fantastic week and very profitable one in your MSP.